Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, I think that, salt, in terms of the New Testament believer, indicates that the believer is to have a preservational effect in the world. And we all know that salt has a preservational effect on food. And in the same way, Jesus commands us to be a light and to function as salt. And by functioning as salt, what I'm thinking about is that Christians must be involved in a concrete way in our society to make society better. One of the unfortunate things that we have in our day is that we have a lot of uninvolved Christians. And I think that some Christians may have that hideous disease known by its Latin term, non-rockabotus. Have you ever heard of that disease, Susie?
Only from you, Ron.
Only from me. Okay, well, it is a problem because the atheists are shouting us down and the cults are shouting us down and false religions are shouting us down. And so now we have a lot of secret agent Christians who have never blown their cover. But one of the things that that Jesus tells us, especially in the Sermon on the Mount, is that we are to be socially involved. Now, some people say, well, why should we polish the brass on a sinking ship? You know, if the world's going to be getting worse and worse and the rapture's going to happen soon, why should we be socially involved? Well, we should be socially involved in preserving our society and being a light and salt because Jesus commands it. And by being salt and light, we can actually help push back the growth of darkness in our world. You see, light cannot be quenched. If there's light, it's going to push back the darkness. But if you and I put a big bucket over our light so that it's no longer shining, why, how can we impact the world in that way? That's the way that I look at it. I think that Christians today are to be involved socially. It's not just a matter of praying for other people and praying for missionaries and you know, all those things are good and we should do those things. But you and I must each be involved in some way. You know, one of the ways I do it is helping children, you know, impoverished children. And that's one of the things I support in terms of ministry. I have supported children for literally decades around the world.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.